Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, sir. Praise God. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Give the Lord a praise, everybody. Give the Lord a praise. Amen. Praise God, praise God. Thank you, Lord. Give the Lord another praise. Amen, amen, amen. Thank the Lord. Is the Lord good? Wow, what a night. Joy, that was good. Good word, good song. Brother Jesse, that was tremendous, right on, and we're going to miss you. He's got to go back for a little while to, I think, Georgia, the Carolinas, something like that for a while.
Atlanta.
Yeah, Atlanta, yeah. And but he's have us in mind, and he'll be back. I'm told him we're having a convention in June. Bring some people, come on back. And so he's thinking about that. So we appreciate and love you for all the things that you've done.
Yes.
And the singing, and we just love you.
Amen.
And he loves us too, and we'll be in touch.
Amen.
And of course, we're glad to see you again, my brother. Thank you, sir. For coming. Yeah, we appreciate you. And thank you all for coming. Everybody, thank you. Thank you all for being here tonight. And we had a lovely service today. And isn't that a wonderful scripture that Sister Rosie connect that with that scripture this morning in that we had in Psalms 67? We had the Psalm 67. That's what I'm saying when you listen and you study and you have something to add. That was a tremendous addition. And of course, all day we have Sister Joy had it tonight again to the lesson, that awesome lesson that we had from Isaiah 40. This morning we had it also. And thank you. When you study that old rugged cross, the tree that cannot rot. That's the tree that cannot rot that you seek. Those that have no oblation, sacrifice, seek for a tree that cannot rot. You don't look to idols that rot. There's no life in them. But you look to Jesus, the tree of life. The tree that cannot rot. I think it's in Isaiah, I think it's the 34th chapter of the book of Isaiah that speaks of Jesus as the plant of renown, a tender plant. If you look in Ezekiel, where God would raise up a plant of renown, Isaiah. Okay, Isaiah 34. Thank you. Isaiah 34 chapter. Verse maybe 29. I haven't looked at that scripture for a while, but I know that's where it's at in the 34th chapter of the book of Isaiah, where it speaks of the plant of God would raise up a plant of renown. That's it. See, Ezekiel 34. Good, thank you, because I couldn't even hardly see out my glasses. But Ezekiel 34 and verse 29. I want you all to read that because Ezekiel? Okay, all right. Sometimes I get Ezekiel and Isaiah mixed up. But Ezekiel 34 verse 29. I think there's a few more other scriptures that I needed right there. Can you all help me?
Yes.
And I'm still looking for Ezekiel 34. My glasses won't cooperate tonight. Okay, so in the third, let me go to the screen, make it bigger. In and the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, "Is that verse 1? I don't want so far up, but go to verse 23. And I will, yes, go to verse 23, quick, in Ezekiel 34, and listen to this. And I, 34, we're not there yet. Read on for me then.
And I will set up one shepherd.
And I, God, that's God speaking right there. God said, I will. The whole lesson, I don't have time to go into the chapter, but the whole chapter is dealing with a lot of false shepherds. False pastors, false ministers, that's not feeding the flock. You see it all around. The shepherd is feeding themselves. And can I just go there a little bit? I didn't plan for it, but it seems that if we will go there. Go back to verse, one?
Verse 1.
And let's read on. Let's go on through and I'll pick it here. But I want you to get the lesson. This is beautiful now. Because these are parts of the Bible that we're not hearing today. And that's why the churches are like this. See, the many pastors are shepherd or are fat. They build themselves up. But the sheep, they're skinny. They're not getting the food, the sincere milk and meat of the Word of God. But listen to this chapter. Can you listen? You have time Sunday night? Just listen to this. And I didn't know I was going to go here, but let's go there and look at it. The word of the Lord, read. Word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, prophesy against who? Against the shepherds, these are pastors. Against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy and say unto them, Thus said the Lord God unto the shepherds, Woe be the shepherd of Israel, that do feed themselves, all right? They feed themselves, clothe themselves, build up themselves, and it says, should not the shepherd feed the flock? That's right. The shepherd is responsible to feed the flock, not themselves. See, you don't put yourself first, but you put the flock. That's the flock of the Lord. See, because remember that Jesus is the true shepherd. Amen. Is the head shepherd. Amen. And we are under shepherd, but we are, he said to Peter, feed my flock. Yes. Okay, feed my sheep. Yes. Said, here's what happened. You, verse 3. Ye eat the fat. Remember, the fat belonged to the Lord. And clothe you with the wool. That mean they shear the sheep down. You know that? Shear them down. Clean. Yes, I know the sheep give wool. But you got at least let it grow back. But they keep shearing it. You ever see a sheep that's overshorn? Huh? They're down to the skin. And there's a lot of shepherd that shear the sheep down to nothing. They take away everything the sheep have. And they says that he eat the fat. And he clothes you with the wool. You kill them that are fed, but he feed not the flock. It's all self, taking everything. But they're not feeding the flock. That means they're not waiting on God and receive the word of God to give to the flock. See, tonight, I'm supposed to feed the flock. Oh, feed my sheep with the word of God. I'm supposed to break the word of God. The meat of the word of God to the church. Yes. Not to myself. Amen. Not just spend the time looking for how much money I can pull out of you. How much offering I can get out of you tonight. No. My focus should be in giving you the word. Yes. So like how many of you stood up today and was able to refer to scripture after scripture. Yes. And things that you've been learning in this church. Right. What is that doing to you? It's making you fat. Okay? It's making you increase in God. It says in verse 4, the disease, have ye not strengthened? neither have he healed that which was sick. Neither have he bound up that which was broken. Neither have he brought again that which was driven away, the backslidden ones. You see us stood here today and we're asking for different ones that are coming to church. Say, go get them for me. Okay? Go bring them. It's the duty of the shepherd to reach out and to call and to search for the sheep. And when you see someone come to church, you welcome them. And let them feel comfortable and let them know that they're wanted. And it says in, neither have he brought again that which was driven away. Neither have he sought, notice here, that which was lost. But Jesus came to do that. He said, I'm come seeking to save that which was lost. You see, Jesus was the true shepherd. Okay, but with force and with cruelty, have he ruled them? And they were, make the words bigger than that. And they were scattered because there is no shepherd. See what I mean? There is shepherd, but true shepherds. Because most of them were false shepherds. But there's not many true shepherds. And they became meat to all the beasts of the field when they were scattered. So they drive them all over into the world. Now the beasts, it's not lions and four-legged beasts, but it's two-legged beasts that devour them, that devour the people of God. Then it goes on. This is powerful. Look what happened. My sheep wandered through all the mountains. That's why you find people going from mountain to convention to a seminar to all kind of looking and searching for something. And most of them, they're not grounded in a local church because they're not finding the food. So when you're grounded and have the knowledge and getting fed, you don't wonder because inside of you, you know that's where you're being fed. Yes. To whom shall we go? Yes. Thou hast the word of eternal life. Yes. When you can find that life in your church, yes. So you become rooted yes. And grounded. And you're not being fleeced. You're not being shorn and taken away your stuff. But it says that my sheep wandered. You're not a wandering sheep. You're stable. You're planted in the house of the Lord. My sheep wandered through all the mountains and upon every high hill. Yea, my flock was scattered upon all the face of the earth. And none did search or seek after them. They're all over the place. Scattered, backslid, discouraged, cast down. And nobody's out seeking for them. But they want to find out how much can you give. It's the first of the year. And it's your harvest. Harvest of first fruits you need to plant. And there's nothing wrong in giving. But the sheep must be fed. He said, therefore, you shepherd, hear the word of the Lord. Now he's got a message. We've always, you know, the shepherd is preaching to the sheep. But now the Lord is preaching to the shepherd. We're telling the sheep to hear us. But now the Lord is saying, you hear what I have to say. And I've got a message for you shepherds. Hear ye shepherds. Hear the word of the Lord. What is it, Lord? Hear the word of the Lord. As I live, now when he could swear by no greater, he's swearing by himself. This is God swearing by himself. He says, as I live, is he alive? Yes. So the word is true. Yes. Said the Lord, God, surely, because my flock became a prey, and my flock became meat to every beast of the field, because there was no shepherd, every beast of the field, everybody's sending you an envelope, sending you a magazine, reminding you of your tithe and your offering. But your tithe belongs to your local church where you're being fed. Your tithe doesn't belong off across the globe. Your tithe doesn't belong into, if you come to a certain assembly, you're being fed, that's where your tithe belongs.
Yes.
Amen. To the one that's feeding you.
Amen.
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 And you don't have that privilege, all right, because the tithe is not even yours. It belongs to the Lord.
Amen.
So if it's not yours, you don't have the right to give it anybody else but to where you're being fed.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
The one, the place that is feeding you, when you go to church, you can say, my soul is satisfied.
Yes.
My soul, I'm well fed.
Yes.
So back there said, as I live, said the Lord God, surely because my flock became a prey and my flock became meat to every beast of the field, because there was no shepherd, neither did my shepherd search for my flock, but the shepherds fed themselves and fed not my flock. They were too busy vacationing. They were too busy taking a cruise. They were too busy thinking about themselves and not thinking about the sheep. See, so the shepherd was overfed and fat, while the sheep were lean and shorn deeply and not fed. You could see the bones sticking out. Therefore, O ye shepherds. Now here's a message. Continue. Hear the word of the Lord. Okay? The Lord is speaking to the shepherd. The shepherds got a message too. Some we are many times preparing a message for the church. But God has a message for us. And we need to read that message first. And hear what God has to say to the pastors first. The shepherd. Here's what he said. Here's what the Lord said. Thus saith the Lord God, behold, I am against the shepherds, and I will require my flock at their hands, and cause them to cease from feeding the flock. That means I'm going to kick them out of the ministry. That's what it says. It says they won't have a job. They're going to lose the ministry because they use it as they use the sheep to fatten themselves. And when they should be feeding, pastors, shepherds should be feeding, not all, but a lot. Many pastors do it. And they're more concerned about their affairs, how beautiful their house is, the size of their car, the size of their house, while the sheep is skinny. They put first themselves. So the Lord says, you're not getting away. The Lord said, I have a message for you.
Amen.
And the Lord said, let me preach to you now.
Yes.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you what I'm going to do. He said, the Lord says, behold, I am against thee. I'm against the shepherd. You don't want God to be against you.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen?
When God's against you, that's bad.
Yes.
But if God be for us, for you,
yes,
who can be against you? And I will require my flock at their hand and cause them to cease from feeding the flock. Neither shall the shepherds feed themselves anymore, for I will deliver my flock from their church, from their mouth. You get that? God said, I'll pull my flock out of their mouth. And even as how they starve my flock, I'm going to starve them because they won't have a job. I will pull my flock from out of their mouth. They won't have a message. See, they won't have a word. They're going to lose their ministry. The same verse. That they may not be meat for them. That's awesome. I mean, look at these. Have you ever read these words in the Bible? See, look at the go on. It says that verse what? 11. For thus said the Lord God. No, it's God speaking all the way. This is not a man. It's the Lord. And the Lord has a controversy against the shepherd. See, God says, I don't like what's going on. If you think you can do something and get away with it, you cannot. You've got to repent. If you think that you can take all these collection and millions of dollars and are taken from poor, and most of it comes from poor people, because there's a lot of people love God and they give, they want to see the kingdom of God go forward, but And not all pastors. There's a lot of good men that would never ever do this. But it's those that are fleecing the flock and will not put the flock first. And they don't study. They come up in the pulpit with a little message that doesn't mean anything. And screaming and jumping and shouting and all of that doesn't. You got to stand there and give the people the word.
Amen.
Amen. And I like speaking in tongues. But you cannot speak in tongues with a message. Okay, you've got to use simple words that people understand.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
And let them hear what the Spirit is saying to the church.
Yeah.
For thus saith the Lord God, behold, I, even I, that's, he repeats himself for emphasis. I, even I, will both search my sheep and seek them out. That means he will search for them. And he's going to visit. People said he's going to have a revival when he visit. He said, I'm going to visit your church. And I'm going to pull my sheep out. And I'm going to bring them into a place where they will hear the word of God. He's saying that I'm going to find a pastor. And I'm going to find pastors. And I'm going to find churches. Where that sheep one morning, they'll wander into that church and wonder. And look around and says, how did I get here? And when they sit down, they'll hear the word of God. And they say, oh, that's what I needed. Well, that's God directing you.
Amen.
That's God taking you out of the place of leanness and bringing you into a place of fatness where you'll eat the good things, fat things from the word of God. As a shepherd seeketh out his flock in the day that he is among his sheep that are scattered, so will I seek my sheep. And I will deliver them out of all places where they have been scattered in the cloudy and dark day. Now, what's going on here? Now, we're living in a cloudy and a dark day right now. See, we're living in a cloudy and a dark day. There's a lot of darkness, and the word of God in itself is clear, but because our minds are foggy, and many of us have not studied until the light break through.
Amen.
Okay? That light of the knowledge of the glory of God shine true in our hearts. And when we go, we are living epistles.
Yes.
When you go and you stand on your feet, you're a light.
Hallelujah.
Like Paul.
Yes.
Paul was sent as a light to lighten the Gentiles.
Yes.
And when a pastor stand up, he's nothing but light. There's no darkness in him. But he, Jesus said, you are the lights of the world. A city that's set on a hill which cannot be hid. So when you stand up, the light that's upon you, Paul was sent among the Gentiles to be a light. To turn the Gentiles in Acts 26 from darkness unto light. And from the power of Satan to the power of God. And that's what he did. A message, a pastor, is to break through the darkness of your heart until finally you said, I see the light. I see the light. And that light is Jesus Christ. That's what the pastor is to do. He's a light, and he turned the light, the Shekinah glory of God on, the brightness of the glory of God on in a congregation, and shouts of praise begin to go up. You know why? Because you've seen the light. And that's God searching. He turns on the candle. Turns on the light in the dark places. He's as a light shining in a dark. The path of a just is as a shining light. That shineth more and more unto a perfect day. Like a light shining into a dark place. That's what a minister is. He goes in there and he shines. So as a shepherd seeketh out his flock. In the day that he is among his sheep that are scattered. So will I seek out my sheep and will deliver them out of all places where they, notice, where they have been scattered. When? In the cloudy and the dark day. Now, the cloudy and the dark day doesn't mean when it's cloudy outside and the rain is coming down. No. We're living now in these times of the Gentiles and it's cloudy. It's dark. There's not a lot of people that have a knowledge and a light. It's cloudy. This is the cloudy and the dark day. But like I said, if you keep moving from glory to glory and stay in the light that you know it, the light that you've received tonight, the light you received yesterday, the light that you'll receive tomorrow, and you continue in that light. Amen? And you're just, you're justified. The path of the justified, the part of the just is as a shining light. That light is truth that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. You need a light to get to the perfect day. You need a word as you march through this cloudy and dark day. It's not clear. It's not very clear. It's so foggy. And one preacher said that and said, come follow me. I have the light. And when you start following him, you find it wasn't very clear. He didn't have a light. It wasn't very bright. And then you need God to show you the light. Amen. You need God to show you the light, the true light that lighteth every man that cometh into the world. So you need to follow a man that has gotten a hold of Jesus Christ. You need to follow someone that has taken a hold of the Son of God. You need to follow someone that have seen Jesus. Amen. And know that Jesus is the light of the world. And I will bring them out from the people. That's a call out once. He's going to bring you out. He's not going to leave his sheep in darkness, but he's going to bring them out and gather them from the countries and will bring them to their own land. I know this is applied to Israel, is going to go back home to their own land, but it's also applied to us. You and I were Gentiles carried away in darkness. We were wild, you remember? And we didn't understand. But now, look at us. We found the church. Hallelujah. We found the church. We found the body of Christ, which is our land. Hallelujah. Our people. Amen. Amen. Like Ruth, we found Ruth was in Moab, but she was a stranger. But when Naomi was going home, she said, don't leave me. Amen. Entreat me not to leave you, nor to return from following after thee. Then she goes on, where you go, I will go. Your people shall be my people. Your land, your country shall be mine. So your country and your land is not the world out there. Your land is the church. Amen. Your land is the church. You belong to the church. You belong to the body of Jesus Christ. So somebody will ask you, where are you going? I said, I'm going home tonight. He said, I just go home at 9:09 to visit. But really, that's not where I live. That's not where I live. I live in John 3:16. See, I live where Jesus lived. I live in Ephesians 1:3. Seated together with Christ in heavenly places. Somebody said, what have you been doing? I was home. What have you done all day? Well, I was seated in heavenly places with Jesus Christ. Where, you know where your home is? Amen. My home is where Jesus Christ is. Your home is with the Lord. Your home is with God. So it says that, the same verse says that, and I will bring them out from the people and gather them from the countries. That's out there. You are wandering outside in the world. And bring them to their own land. And feed them upon the mountains of Israel by the rivers and in all the inhabited places of the country, out of the wilderness, the desert, barren. He's bringing you to where the fertile soil, where the desert has been blooming as a rose. Amen. You see that? That's your life. That was a desert and barren ground. But now he's plowed it with the word of God and plant in your heart the word of righteousness. And what's going on? Trees of righteousness.
Amen.
Is springing up.
Yes.
Plants of renown is springing up.
Yes.
The tree of life is springing up in your soil.
Amen.
Amen. Verse 14, I will feed them in a good pastures. Remember we had that in Psalms? That good pastures. And upon the high mountains of Israel. That there shall their fold be. There shall they lie in a good fold. And in a fat pastures shall they feed upon the mountains of Israel. Do you see your future? Do you see also the future of Israel? Amen. And I will feed my flock. Who's going to do it? The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Why? Because he's a shepherd that feeds his flock. He makes me lie down. Be still and know that I'm God. Lie down. Lay down. Lay at the feet of Jesus. Sit at the feet of Jesus. Sometimes when you're so, my wife said, patience. Learning patience. You've got to be still and know that God is God. You've got to lose all of that hasty and immature, just wondering, giddy spirit, and be still. You sit at Jesus' feet, and you're not always talking. You're not always running your mouth off and begging things. But you sit there and let him speak to you, like Mary, who have chosen the better things. You get out of the kitchen. Amen. Get out of your ideas. Lay aside every weight. And the sin that so do it so easily besets us and run with patience. Amen. The race that is set before you, before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Then he says that I will feed my flock. I will feed my flock and I will cause... Read on. I will feed my flock. Go back there. And I will cause them to lie down and set the Lord. Notice, that's rest, right? Read on. And I will seek that which was lost. And bring again that which was driven away. And will bind up that which was broken. Did he do that?
Yes.
Did he? And will strengthen them that was sick. But I will destroy the fat and the strong. That's right. So you don't want to rip off the flock of God, right? Next verse. Notice now, slow down. But as for you, me, you, look at the tenderness. Look at the tenderness. If you ever understand God's word, you're going to love him. You don't want to leave him. You know, it's one of the reason why we're so giddy and hasty and we, because we don't understand what love is. We've never really found the depth of God's love. And we don't understand how much he loves us. Look at what he's saying in this chapter. He said, don't worry. When somebody rip you off. When a preacher, don't backslide. Don't leave church. Don't get scattered. He says, I'm going to take care of that guy. Said, I'm going to feed him with judgment. But as for you, my flock, oh my flock. Now remember this morning we was, oh my God. Tonight is, oh my flock. Somebody ought to shout. Thus said the Lord God, behold, I judge between cattle and cattle, between the rams and the eagles. seemeth it a small thing unto you to have eaten up the good pastures, but you must tread down with your feet the residue of the pasture. I mean, they eat up the flock, they eat up the good things, and look, the food or the grass that belongs to the sheep, they go in and tread it down and plow it up, and so there's no food. But ye must tread down with your feet the residue of your pastures, and to have drunk of the deep waters, but ye must foul in the residue with your feet. When you foul it, you pollute it. Okay? You don't feed them. You're not taking them out in the depth of God. And yet, the shallow, little shallow message you got, you plow the pastures down that they could eat, and the little shallow message that you have, you foul it up with your feet. You step in it, and you foul up the water. So there's no grass, no water. Nothing left for the sheep. My, what a word. And as for my flock, let's hear now. They eat that which you have trodden with your feet. And that's what most of the churches are eating. The little pastors get a message, and they're up there exalted in their little three-piece suit, sticking out their chest, fleece the sheep, and giving off the little message that they go from one place to the other and preach the same message. They have no revelation. The little shallow message. If you take away their notes from them, they don't have a message. And they tread upon even the shallow water. They don't take you out into the deep. And even the shallow water, the little shallow message, they step in it. It's amazing. God has words, isn't he? God knows how to describe things. But a lot of sheep don't know. They'll go on and say, wonderful. I just drank the water that Reverend so-and-so stepped in. And they think it's anointed foot. I mean, an anointed word. He's supposed to lay his hand, but he lays foot. And then, you know, it's a wonderful word, but it's not. It's foul. Do you want to drink something that somebody put their foot in? But that's what happened. That man has been putting his foot in the same message. And as for my flock, they eat that which ye have trodden with your feet, and they drink that which you have fouled with your feet. It's there. It's in the Bible. So you need to check. You need to check now. What are you eating and what are you drinking? Therefore, thus said the Lord God unto them, behold, I will, even I, there it is, I, even I, will judge between fat cattle and lean cattle. I'll judge between the fat pasture, the fat shepherd, and the skinny old congregation. Look at him up there, big and fat and got everything. He took their money, fleeced them, and look at it. They're just sitting out there. Can't even praise the Lord. You might hear somebody say, praise the Lord, when he give a little joke as he fleeced them. God said, I'm going to judge between that fat cattle, and that skinny sheep. Because God's going to put you beside your sheep and see how skinny they are and how fat you are. Look at my three-car garage, whatever. Look at my $1 million home. And the poor saints can't even quote John 3:16. Because you just tell them a story about you, your family, your vacation. Yo, I just went on vacation, but I'm so tired I need another vacation. Because ye have trust with sides and with shoulders and push all the disease with your power. That word on is your power. Till ye have scattered them abroad. You push them. You can push them financially. Drive them. Are you with me now? Let me begin to wind it down. Verse 22. Therefore will I save my flock. He said, I'm coming. He said, you fat pastors, I'm coming. Look out for me. And they shall no more be a prey. And I will judge between cattle and cattle. And I will set up one shepherd. I wonder who that one shepherd is going to be. Somebody say Jesus. Give the Lord a praise. One shepherd, and he shall feed them, even my shepherd, my servant David, he shall feed them, and he shall be their shepherd. I am the good shepherd. He said, all that ever come before me were thieves and robber, but the sheep would not follow them. Wow. You find in John 10. And now the Lord will be their God. Is he your God?
Yes.
And my servant David, a prince among them. That's Jesus. I, the Lord, have spoken it. And can you say amen? Now let's hear some more. Read on. And I will make with them a covenant of peace. And will cause the evil beasts, the evil pastors, the evil shepherd to cease out of the church. That's what he's saying, out of the land. And they shall dwell safely in the wilderness and sleep, hallelujah, in the wood. Nobody's going to harm them. You're not hearing the word, are you? That's what the Lord's going to do. I'd rather be a good shepherd. I'd rather do the right thing. See, that's it. When you read this Bible, you don't have to be jealous or go for anything or make any deception to get money out of people. Amen.
Amen.
I've been with the church 20 years. I've never received an offering for myself. Never stood up and said, tonight, the offering is mine. And I will, no, I'm not saying that pastors, because you're supposed to preach the gospel, live by the gospel. That's not what I'm saying. But you don't live better than the standard of the church. You should not have more when people are starving. You're supposed to share. And the church is supposed to share. And I will make them and the place round about my hills a blessing. Oh, my Lord. And I will cause the shower to come down. You ever hear that song? There shall be showers of blessing. I know you know that song. Showers of blessing. It's going to come down. To come down in a season. There shall be showers. First, it's the shower. And then it's going to be the showers of blessings. And somebody ought to shout. Look at that now. And the tree of the field. That's the children of God. Heal the fruits of righteousness, of joy, shall yield her fruit, and the earth shall yield or increase. There it goes again when the people praise it. And they shall be safe in their land, and they shall know that I am the Lord when I have broken the bands of their yoke and deliver them out of the hand of those that serve themselves. That means they're dipping and only me, my high. You know what God's going to do? He said, I'm going to break the band. The band is that preacher that's lying to you and ripping you off. God said, I'm going to break it. And they shall no more be a prey for, this gets sweeter, for the heathen. Neither shall the beasts of the land devour them, but they shall dwell safely, and none shall make them afraid. Verse 29 now. Look, listen to this one. Listen to this now. Pay attention to this. The powerful verse. And I will raise up for them a plant of renown. That's Jesus Christ. That's the plant of renown. And they shall be no more consumed. Hallelujah. Come on. With hunger. You listening now? What did Revelation 7 say? He lead them to a fountain of still waters, and they shall hunger nor thirst no more. My, what a God. Neither bear the shame of the Eden anymore. Thus shall they know that I, the Lord, their God, am with them. We know. And that they, even the house of Israel, are my people, said the Lord. And in my flock, the flock of my pastors are men. Are what? So all the time he's talking about men and women. They're men. And I am your God, said the Lord God. They're men. Is that all? Now you're going to have to admit, what a word. Are you happy tonight? What a word. So, you get disappointed. I'm not going back to church because I was going to church and somebody ripped me off. They took from me. Don't do that. Don't leave the church. Don't give up God. God just told you what he's going to do. Amen. Well, you know, I'm not going to give anymore because no, God's going to restore. God, he said he was going to raise up a plant of renown. That's Jesus. He's going to give you a true shepherd. That's Jesus. And he's going to give you a shepherd that will feed you. And remember what he did? He gave to the church apostles, prophets, pastors, evangelists, and teachers for the perfecting of the saints. For the work of the ministry, for the education, edifying of the body of Christ. Till we all come into the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man. We're going to get there. But it's going to take a ministry. That's why you need a pastor. You need a ministry that can teach you and break you and cause you to line up. Amen. All right. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.